רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. The Nachman Zivkin Rebbe Zalgunstein of Borough Park told that a Tzayif from Chutz Lares from America came to Eretz Yisrael and he was about to leave. He went to his father, the old Nachman Zivkin Rebbe, Tzaychatzadik Livracha, to Gezegenizach. And he asked him, will you buy the Kuisel Amarovi? Fellow cooked, but I come to Yisrael. Who goes to Eretz Yisrael and doesn't go buy the Kuisel? So he asked, is Gevan in Heaven in the Maras Machpela? The old Rachman Tifka Rebbe told him, Azaponim Hotus, as Megate, Mekimtanan Eretz Yisrael, or Megate Nisu the Tata Raif. Bechal, you find the Charedim, Sefer Charedim, written in the time of Arizal. He brings a letter of the Rambam that the day that he was zuicha to Mishateach and Kivrei Ovis in the Maras Machpela is by Emgeven Ayontif Ledoyrus, on the anniversary that he was zuicha to be there. When the Emgeven says, Yudua, the Naomi Melech brings the Makkers, a Zoyer, and the Alshik in this week's parish, and all this foreign bring, that all the tefillahs of Kal Yisrael, wherever you may be, they're Oyla Lemaila through Chevron, through the Maras Machpela. All Torah, all mitzvahs, all yeshuas, all brachas come through from down from Chevron, and it's the yisod in Tver Shleima everywhere. That therefore we say Ezra Bavur Aviseinu Shabotu B'chol. Bavur doesn't only mean because of, in the merit of. Bavur means durch. All yeshuas, all brachas, all nisim, nefloys, all tefillas, every neshama when it goes from this world, lachar meves mashana, and it goes lemaila, it goes through Gan Eden because it has to first be to others like Beishim. And I saw in the Chesed Lavrom for the Radomskris, Amir di Gavor, the Apostle says in Kehelis, in the beginning, Dar Hilich, Vidar Bo, Vaoretz Le'olam, Oimedes, which Rashi says refers to Tzadikim, Vamekulam Tzadikim. And then the Apostle continues, and says Vizorach Hashemesh Uvo Hashemesh Vel Mekoymoy Shoyev Zoreach Ushom. So he says, what's pshat? We find that Yankov Avinu was compared to the Shemesh. The Cholim of Yosef. V'hinei Hashemesh V'yoreach V'charas Al Mishachavim Mishtachvim Li. We know that Avram also is compared to Oyer. V'yomer Li Kim Yihi Oyer. V'yi Oyer says the Medrash Do Avram. And you don't got to be a genius. Yitzchok is Imakoyl is Gimatria is Oyer. Imakoyl. So then, Gerad Hashemesh is Gimatria Avrab Yitzchok V'yankiv Imakoyl. So the pshat is why Va'oretz Le'olam Emedes Takal Yisrael has a Nitzchias as a Kiyum. Because with V'zorach Hashemesh the sun rises. And even after V'ashemesh, the Ovis Akdoshim, even after their Estalkos, there's always the Hashpah. The Gemara says in Baba Messiah that hey, you remember the Gemara that even now, especially Rosh Chodesh, the Ovis Hakadoshim Daven, the Gevaldik Koyach of Tefillah, that they're Maila Tefillahs of all Kal Yisroel. This is not just when we speak about the Maras Machpelah. It's not just geographically, spatially, but Ikur is Beruchnis. The Zohar HaKadosh says that a person cannot go to shul to daven in the morning unless he's first mekasher to the neshamas of Rami Yitzchak Yankov, because they were the ones tefillas of his tikkun, and therefore that's pshat spiritually that all the tefillas are oyle derech heaven. That's just a place. It's as kashas for the ovis, and therefore we find how the Shemana Esrei Taka begin with the bracha of ovis. And that's the most important bracha, because the only bracha if you have mechavim is yachsav yisval. And therefore, the Tver Shleim is meirich and kama v'kama v'kama. I'm not going to bring you all the places. The idea of tefillah is only effective if there's discussions to the other sakvishim. And therefore, kumt oyis, posh of common sense, that if the Ma'oras HaMachpelah is the place of the aliyah of all the tefillahs, on a Shabbos when we relive and re-experience the Kedusha, the Kaniyah, the purchase of the Ma'oras HaMachpelah, Parashas Chayisora, is the Chavada that is the Shabbos which our tefillahs is Yom Skula for Kabbalah's HaTefillahs. And the Chal, you should know that I don't want to be Chas Shalom speak negatively about Yidin, but if you tell a Yid, we're going tomorrow to Fayakir Stir, we're going to Lejens, we're going to Chavis, where everyone goes running, right? In Sforim Akdoshim, the Iker Indian of Ishtatchus of Kivir Tzadikim is not just physically, there's Gewaldige Indian, I'm not Chas V'Shalom, right? But there's a Gewaldige, it said in Sforim Akdoshim, was brought in the Hagdomah to Svasemis of Prishan, and many Makaris in the Marinayim brings it, Beshem Abashem, that just like there's the Indian of to go to Kivir Tzadikim, which the Zohar called the ultimate Madrega, there's a famous Maimer from the middle of the Rebbe, is Dabka Rucha Berucha, that the Ruach of the Tzadik goes into the person who's mispaul there. You could achieve more by learning the Sforim. There was once a bacher, he wanted to go to Meiron Lagoimer, so he went to the Beis Yisroel. Beis Yisroel said, you don't have a Gemara, you can't find Reb Shimon. It's a very famous story, the Emes, his father, once at his old age, was kriching there, on the way back from Meiron, they dropped him off in Tverit. In those days, to get to the Bekiva Sion was very, very difficult. Said, Lomer Gein Tzadik and Yishalayim, Ufefer HaGemora, Gringer Gefir in Rebbe Kiva. Right, God, the Divya Cheskel, the Shin of Rav brings that Shimon Bar Yechoi is the same Rashi Tevis as Shulam Beveis Hashem or Shifti Beveis Hashem. That in Indian, just being learning the Torah of a Tzaddik is that his Davkus Rucha Berucha. So when it comes to Shabbos of Chai Yisora, one can learn the depth, the profundity of how Avraham Avinu purchased Chevron, there's this Davkus, you become attached, this Kashus, to what was affected there. Bechal, it says in this forum, just Derech Agar, parenthetically, in Chernobyl's forum, they bring a story, they bring a Maisa from Reb David Lelever. They bring a Maisa from Reb David Lelever. That he said, the Gemara says, Kol Oimer Dover B'Shem Omroi, Mevi Gu'ulil. Akin Dekach, Mevi Gu'ulil. This is like the Chazal say that Gedolim Tzadikim b'Misasam Yishtim b'Chayei, right? Or Yibazoi, if the Tzadik could achieve more once he's freed from the prison of the Guf, even the Guf of a Tzadik, so what's the ganzer Rasha v'Stalkus Tzadikim is Koshe Kechurban Beis Hamikdash Yishtim b'Churban Beis Hamikdash, and if you're not Maspid the Chacham Israeli covered b'Chayei Allah. Is it a tzaddik after he's like an nifter from the world, from the Hagbolas of the Guf, Kataka achieve Gvaldik Gedolim Tzadikim b'Misasam? The one koyach that he is lacking is what? He can't communicate. Over the Gemara says in Yevamis that if you say over Shmua from a tzaddik, it's the soysa of David's bekeva gurcha v'holcha alamim. So when you chazer over the Torah of a tzaddik, he's able to communicate. And since he said a tzaddik who can't talk, since how does he achieve anything through oisius of Torah and tefillah? A tzaddik who can't talk is like an uman without his kelim. Once you're Mizdabik Rucha Berucha and you speak over his Torahs, you're able to, that the Tzaddik is able to achieve an entire Gedolim Tzadikim Misosam Ad Kedeik Mevi Gu'ulol. So therefore, Kunt Uyus, when a Shabbos, when you read the purchase of Chevron and all that involves, is a Gewaldige school. That's one school of the Shabbos. Moreover, it's not just any Shabbos, Chayasora, the Shabbos Mevorchim Chodesh Kislev. I saw in Sforum the Mashgiach brings Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev is Gimatria of Avi Yisim al Har Kodshi, which is also the Gimatria Shom Tziv Hashem Es Abrocho, which again Yushalayim, the source of Brochos, which is Gimatria Ashkifim Omen Kodshcho, which is Gimatria Yushalayim Mikdash Melch. So I just threw to you four Gimatrias, and there are more, where we connect Shabbos Mevorchim Kislev to the Inyan of Yerushalayim. Hello? I see deeper. How do I know it's connected to what is Kislev got to do with Yerushalayim? Everyone knows each one of the Yud Beis Chodshei Hashana is Mechuvin Keneged Yud Beis Shvat, one of the Yud Beis Shvat. Who is the Shevet connected to Chodesh Kislev? Keseder had the Golem, Keshitas Arizal, no? Bin Yom. You don't got to be a rocket scientist, what's the connection of Bin Yom and Yerushalayim? Ben Kseifer Shachet. The Shechina, Shvizichet the Shechina, he's the host of the Shechina, was Bin Yom. Hello. Nishnor Das, the Sefer Ezer Elio from a Talmud from the Kofsker, remember, he says, how many, Shemoneh Esrei is 18, right? There's three introductory brachas, three conclusion brachas. How many brachas are there in the 12 middle brachas? 12. You're not going to be a genius. The 12 middle brachas are Mechuvin connected to Yud Beis Chodshei Hashana, Yud Beis Shvot. The Shevet of the Chodesh of Kislev, which is Mechuvin connected to Yomin, is Mechuvin connected to the bracha of Yishlahem Yerich Rakhantar. You knew this. Right at the end of Parshat Yechi, the same for Ezer Leo. Zaitzit is Elbezach. So I have to understand. Hello? So I want to understand, first of all, what is the Kedusha, the awesomeness of Chevron, of the Maros of Pelah? How does this connect, obviously, to Kislev, which is Shevet Binyan, which is Yushalayim? Once in Nishna, let me just add a third Nakud, the Lahoyer, that the Shave, the Megalamukis brings the Parsha in Tinyona, in Parsha's Bolok, that just like everyone knows, Chazal say, that Yosef Atadik is the Satan of Esav. Well, Rashi brings the Chumash, that once Yosef was born, he said, I can go back to Eretz Yisrael. Al Derech Zeh Binyomin, who's like the Mord Asra of Chodesh Kislev, he's the Le'um, he's also Bnei Poneah Shel Rochel, right? He's the Le'um Azeh of Yishmo. Right? Therefore, Yosef HaTzadik said he knew he had stuffed the Gvir in Namtachas Binyomin. So he says, Ho'ish Asher Nimtza Gagavia, Seifei Tevis 5:7:1, which is Akso, Ayin Kuf Sof Aleph, which I've said countless times, that is Gematria Ketamiriri, which is Gematria also, Seifei Tevis Ish Bar Lo Yeda. What is Akso?
The
klipa, it's at the Sforan HaKadoshim, the klipa of Yishmael is called Aksa. That's the klipa in Ruchni is called Aksa, right? How much is Binyamin de Miloy? Not 5:7:1 Aksa, 5:7:2. Because Binyamin, we have a gematria, one more, the Mitzara Kedusha, Binyamin, Torah, he's able to misgaber over Yishmael. Are you with me? So I see there's a shaykhaz in Binyamin stroke Kislev to overcoming the power of what? Yishmael. So it's very simple. Three things I got to understand. One, what is the ma'ila of Chevron, the awesomeness of Maros Machpelah? Number two, how does Rosh Chodesh Kislev connect to Yishlai? And dafka you see that Binyamin, who's like the man, the Omer of Kislev, the Nefesh of Kislev, is Mechuvin Keneged Yishmo. The answer is very simple. What I'm saying to now is based on the Torahs of the Mashgiach of Tarev Das, and Moshe Wilson's all those inside. Very simple, all over is in the parish. Back to there's a famous Arvin Nach, which is very simple shir today. It's very nothing original, very posh. There's a famous Arvin Nachal I've discussed countless times in Sech Parsha Shmos, that Eretz Yisrael is the klaf upon which the Taryag Mitzvah, the Sefer Torah, is written. Dainu. In every place in Eretz Yisrael, is Mechuvin corresponds to a specific mitzvah. The famous example that Arvin Nachal gives is, Chazal say, Pasuk first says in Yeshua, that Kolev ben Yifun, who was given what? Heaven, different various places. We gave all Torah once, but he says anyone who will be loikid kiyat sefer v'nasati leis achsa biti leisha, and there's a fellow by the name of Asniel ben Kenaz, and he conquers this place called kiyat sefer, and he becomes the son-in-law of Kolev ben Yifun. Gemalik. But that's how you learn the Pashtus, the Gemara in Tzmura. There were 3,000 halachas that when the shtakach bimei evli shel Moshe, Asher Alkein, he was machzer, becomes a machzer bepulpuli, and that's how, or that's why, take it either way, he was loike kiyat sefer. Kiyat sefer means the village of the book. The 3,000 halachas that were forgotten, you know, in the olden days when a rav came to a town, so there was a maimer haktoru. So there's a whole svarim what the Rav said when he came and became a Rav in Lublin. I had to say for 300 pages of his drasha, his original drasha when he came to. He wants to show off how much he knows. Because the way that you conquer something, Baruch Dias is through Torah, that's the middle to conquer. So how did Asniel ben Kenaz begashmi is conquered through Pupuli? Because the halachas that were shayach to this of Torah, which were shayach to this place called Kiryat Sefer, he was able to discover. So in every place in Eretz Yisrael, it's a general axiom, you have to know which mitzvah, the Tayag mitzvahs, corresponds to that place. Says the Mashgiach, the Nusa de Mistaber, that the city of Chevron, for reasons we'll soon see, is mechuvin keneged the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Right? Trust, we'll see. Gerad, according to many opinions, the Sefer Nefloi, Mitzvah Hashem Yisborach, it's a machlokes actually, whatever. Where did the Bris Ben Absorim take place? If you go to Hebron today, you can see the wall, which is from the time of the Avos HaKadosh. From the time of Avraham Avinu. He spent many, many decades in Hebron. And you see the Bris Milah took place. The Eloi named Mamre. Where is Eloi named Mamre? It's Hebron. Right? In that general area. Right? And by Bris Milah it says, right? Afterwards, Umalachim Mechoyetze. By the Bris Milah, sorry, right? In other words, you see, that Bris, I've said this many times, Bris Milah is inextricably linked to the mitzvah of Malchus. In the seven midas, Yisod, Bris Milah, brings to Malchus. Therefore, there it says, Umalachim Mechoyetze. How do I know? Who was the first, I can't really say it, who was the first proper king of Malchus Beis David? Very good. Brilliant. David HaMelech, Malchus Beis David. Shaul is looking at this Kaima Malchus, right? And Mr. Malchus Yisrael starts with David HaMelech. Hello? David HaMelech Yisrael, Chai V'Kai. Where did David begin his kingship? Hebron. He was 7 or 7.5 years in Hebron, then 33 years in Yerushalayim. And you see later that when his son Avshalom Nebuch rebelled against him, so where did he set up shop for his rival kingdom? Hebron. Because they knew that Hebron, which is the Indian of Bris Milah, is the Yisod of Malchus. Yisod brings to Malchus. Right? Therefore, the pasuk says, when the Eibishter commands Avram in the mitzvah of Bris Milah, it says, Va'ato es brisi tishmer, and then it says, U'malochim michalatzecha yitzeyu. How do you have malochim? Through the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Now I understand, just take this in all this forum. In this week's parsha, Va'yokom stay Ephraim, so Rashi says, Tkum hoizuloi, sheyotze midei hedyit, from a simpleton, and a wetly day melech. Is the, if you were writing Rashi, Rachman al Islam, right, would you have used as a Oishbrach? Come she yotze mi de rosho tsarayin, and they came to a tzaddik ayin toy Avram Avinu. What's up, Hedyit and Melech? Rashi wanted the Bavon, that the chilik here is he was an ordinary person, and Avram is a Melech. How do I know? Why did Avram Avinu purchase the Moros and Makpeh? Pumped that place. He knew from when? Okay, so the Pirkei Belezer says, by the way, according to some, the Stei HaMoros HaMachpelah was the place that both Avram Avinu constantly davened, and certainly that Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basoda, because they felt that Pesar Reyach from Gan Eden coming from this place. Of Avram, it says in Pirkei Belezer, right, that 38 years beforehand, Bayoim the Shlishi Lemila, right? Bayelo Hashem Beli, right? Beli Mamre, and he suddenly three Bedouins, three Arabs come to see him, and he wanted to give him a suda. So the poor, the bull ran. So what do you do if the bull runs? He ran after it. I got to chase. I remember Shlishi Lemila. You're not in the best sprinting condition, right? He followed him, and the bull went into a cave, which they knew about this cave. But when Ephraim and his chevrayah, his company, went there, was chushech afel. Avram went, and it was lichtik, until he came to the place of the burial of Adam and Chava. Right? Ooh. And he knew that they didn't know about it, and he did know about it. Ali Doverhu. So 38 years later, when it came time for Kfura Sarah, now that's where he perched. So when was Nizgala, the Kedusha of the Meira, which is the burial place of Odom and Chava? Dafka Shlishi Lemila. You know, you have a child, people give you gifts. The Eibishter gave Avram a gift for the Bris Milah of uncovering Chavah. Why is that a gift? We'll soon see. And that's what Rashi says. And Bris Milah brings you to Malchus. She yotze mi de hedyit, and it came to the milch. And therefore, you see Taki in the Bnei Ches, hello, in their dialogue. They don't deal like a heathen, a pagan. The seal he came out to b'sichenu melech atol aleinu Chazal say they built a bima shel eitz and put him on top and they coronated him. A ganz avoda of coronating Avram as a melech. Interessant, and a proof to it is Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu is Begimatria Kiryas Arba Hichevin. Mamish works out. And therefore, Vayokum, stay Ephraim. What's Begimatria Vayokum? You don't got to be a genius. Hello, 156. What's 156?
Six times
you give off, okay, which is also Gematria Yosef, is also Brisbane. Let me just say your son. Therefore, what is the city called Chevron? Why is it called Chevron? Bepashtus. Chevron from the word Chibur. What does Brismila do? Kikol b'shamayim uva'oretz. Kikol is Gematria Yisod. Hello? The Chibur of the Achir b'shamayim uva'aretz. It's a targum. The Brismila is miyach. What does Brismila do? Hello, what happens at a Brismila? It's the beginning of the Knesset of the Neshama in the Tinuk, right? And it brings its Achtus that not only is the Neshama holy, but the Chosn b'Bsari Ois Bris Kodesh in Guf. You saw this, the Chibur of Neshama and Guf, Shemayim and Oret, etc. That's Kiko. You with me? Therefore, a person, as you saw, therefore, a Malacha Michal Asecha Yisei. Therefore, who did he buy the Marasim of Pela from? This is all the continuation. It started at the Brismila. And now, just like a Brismila, you get rid of the Orla. Who was the Orla who was Soyviv, the Torah of Malchus, in Heaven in the Marasim of Pela? A guy by the name of Ephraim. Now, you don't got to be a brain surgeon, a rocket scientist to figure out. What is the root word of the word Ephraim?
Offer.
What do you do? You ever had a Bris? Follow around the mill. What do you do with the orla after the bris? You turn it by offer. Why? Because the orla is the clip from the nachash. Where does the nachash hang out? In the off nachash offer lachmi. Therefore, the orla, which is the clip is on nachash, which is soiviv and covers over, right? You put it in the offer. Ephraim, as a personified, the clip of the nachash of the orla, just like the leumazeh, who is the general nation? B'nai Ches. Can anyone think of a connection between Ches and Bris Mila? Ches means eight. What day do you make a Bris? Eight. So Avram Avinu got rid of the B'nai Ches, the Umazeh of Bris Mila. He got rid of the Ephraim, the offer. Right? And that now you can figure, I have no time to elaborate, but you can figure out why the whole parsha is a Zivugim, Yitzchak, all of it follows from Kedusha of. Now I understand. You ever go to Eretz Yisrael? You know why I think some people don't go to Hebron? They're scared of our cousins, the Paralim people, right? You know what it says in Zohar? I've said this to you many times. It says the Zohar b'zeh aloshen b'gein ahu gzeiru d'lohoim. Because of the bris that Yishmol underwent, v'zimnen b'nei Yishmol l'mishlut ba'ara kadishikar iu berikan yomikol. When Eretz Yisrael is empty, when there's no people, when there's no commerce, it's an empty land, swamp land. Then Bnei Yishmol will be shoyled in Eretz Yisrael zimnin sagi for a long time. Kama digzeyre dolein berekan yudol abishlein. Just like their bris is an empty rite, a meaningless symbol which has no teichin. The inu yaakven lohiyul Bnei Yisrael asavul dechtayu. They're the ones who will prevent Klal Yisrael from going back to Eretz Yisrael. I once saw Rav Huttner when he was, remember when he was hijacked. He once said, and we came back at JFK Airport after coming back from Jordan. So he said, in Davni, we say, where's this Yad? Because by Yishmol it says, Yod de Bakol v'yakobay. The Arab, Chanal said, the Zohar says, the Ben Yishmol will prevent Klal Yisrael from going back to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Yishmol is Gematria 451, which is Gematria Malochim Michal. Yeah? Malochim Michal Atzecha Yetzeyu. Because, and you see Ad Hayyim, that where is the biggest Rishoyim and Antisemitim and Rotzchim, the nest of all the terror, Dachdechem? Because Chevron is the Yisod of the Mitzvah of Mila, and Yishmol claims that in the schus of their Mila, Berekanya, you know why Berekanya? Because Mila is not just a surgical operation. Mila means Kedusha. The Gemara says that this Asora Kabin of Znus, Yordal Oilom, and Tisha not Larvi. The Gemara said, that's what Chazal said when the Abish offered Aseret HaDibris Torah to all the nations, why didn't Bnei Yishmol take the Torah? Because it says, Loi Sinuf. Niuf, and Yishmol is the Chaynuach. The opposite of Brismila. Therefore, their Brismila is Berekanya. Right? Or they want Schus Neretz Yisrael. They want to have a Yenika from Kedusha. So where is the place? We'll soon see. one of the ikur hotbeds of whatever is dafka chevron, right? And that's the, you know, the other Baal Turim just speaks parsha va'al pnei kol achiv nafal v'samuchlei Ela told us Yitzchak told us Moli when the Yishmaelim will fall, then Mashiach will come. Right? Interessant. Mashiach says, Al Pneikol, Ochem Nofol, Gimachir Dor Achron. That's the Nesoyin of Dor Achron that we face with the clip of the Golas of Yishmael, as discussed many times. And therefore he says, the Pasuk says, Hashem Melech Oilam Vod of the Goyim Me'artsoy is Gimachir Yishmael Ben Avram. That's the when the Eberster gets to the Umazah of the Malchus Hashem in this world. And therefore also, Vayomel Avram is Yitzhak Benoy Ben Shmoinis Yomim is Gimachir Shivcha Gitirish Gevirto. Should the Ben Ashivcha Yishmael Ben Hogar, he should yarshin that which comes from the Ben Sor. And therefore, gerade derech agav, there are three, Chazal say in Medrash, there are three places in the world, in Eretz Yisrael, where the goyim can't even have a havamina, a tzel shel sofik, that it belongs to them. Because there are three cities in Eretz Yisrael that pasuk in Mefurash, that Yidin bought it bekesef moly. One is Chevron. Arba Meir Shekel. Do you know how much Arba Meir Shekel Kesef is? I said, I want to take a Chesh. Millions of dollars in contemporary American dollars. Millions. There's a Cheshbin in Sforim. It comes out, Avraham Avinu purchased an Amo al Amo for every Shishim Rebbe Klaus of Israel. And the Cheshbin. Ain't coming good. The next place that was born, that was bought Kesef, Yankiv bought Shechem, the Meixit. And then David, Rashi brings this to Pasha. David, when he purchased the Goyer in Aravno, also for money. Hello? Three places, Klor, Bekesef Moly, Rashi brings. In this week's parasha, also Bekesef Moly. Shouldn't be any time. Why? As we'll soon see, I'll say in a minute, Chevron and Yerushalayim are really one and the same. Chevron is the Bris Mila. Yerushalayim is Bris Mila. How do you know? Who is the first king of Yerushalayim? Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem is Gimatria V'sosin Zumila, which is Gimatria Elio Malach Abris. We'll soon see why. Chevron and Shalayim are all interrelated. And Shechem, who's in Shechem? Yosef. What does Yosef mean to say yourself? Shechem is Gimatria Priya. That's the Chiddush of Yosef over the others. Priya. Work it out. Hello? Interessant. Says the Mashkiach, Yerushalayim, Chevron, Shechem is gematria ve'aveisim el ha'aretz. How the Yidden come into Eretz Yisrael in the schus of the three cities, Chevron, Yerushalayim, Shechem, which all personify Kiddush. Now, let me to understand what I'm talking about. This is very simple now. In Zohar HaKadosh it says, Yerushalayim is a place where all of Eretz Yisrael is niskapel tachas Yerushalayim. When Yankov Avinu has his dream, Sulamus of Arzav Arushim Agia Shemaim is Shara Shemaim is Yerushalayim, right? Ha'oretz Hazoyis Hasharat Hashoyich Ve'alachad Enel Zarecha. Which where was he sleeping? Harbas. Yeah, hello. Mokum Shetala Avoyisay. Yeah. So he got what? Dalad. So Rashi says that Eibishter was koyful kol Eretz Yisrael. You know why the Moras Machpelah is called Moras Hamachpelah? I also knew that. I also learned Rashi. But the Zohar says, right, it's Nichpul Kol Eretz Yisrael in Chevron. It's like a microcosm. So, which one is it? Yerushalayim or Chevron? Right? Nishna, the Tshuva from B'Sal Ashkenazi, Simon Tezvov, he says, Im Ein Yerushalayim, Ein Chevron. If there's no Yerushalayim, there would never be a Chevron. What does this mean? The Chusayfer and Tshuvas, what does it mean? So I'll tell you a famous word. I probably have said this to you already in the past. Vort from the Mashgiach. Meridik Avot. You tell me why is Kiryas Arba? Why four? What's the order of Rashi? Get straight. Four giants. Achim and Sheshe, Talmai and the father. Dovracher. Four Zugas. Odom Chava, Abram Yizdi, Abram Sari, Yitzhrivka, Yaakov. Why did Rashi tell me that four pagans, four Shlubas are built? If you could give it for the four Zugas, why? Hello? Next question. Hello? How did you get married? Anyone got married here? Yeah, you gave a ring? Yeah? How did you know that Kiddushin is with Kesef? Kicha, Kicha, Mistef. The Mashkiach asked him, I'm going through fast with the Shailas. Push the Shailas. You know, everything at a chasid, the simit of the malot of the right time of the month, the right time of the day, all these omens. And the ganze inyan of marriage is learned from burying your wife, buying her a grave. Goyach. From Ephron, the used car salesman, you can't trust the word, a shaker and a cousin. Yeah? Does this seem the right mood, omen? Because you marry, whatever. You hear, it seems to be a bit perverse. Number three, in Parsha, fast forward, in Parsha, I'm going fast. Parshas Vayetze, you may remember, hello? Yankov meets Rachel. He sees her and he cries. Why is he crying? Because she's not going to be buried with him. That is very romantic. First time you go on a shidduch, hello, yeah. First thing, there's going to be a churban, right? And Yidin will go into gold, and Mama Rachel has to be buried. The evening of that day, she'll cry out, "Kol b'rom anish," and the Abel shall say, right. And what is he crying about? He will be there. The wrong place. How you want to be buried here in this cemetery, not that cemetery. Maybe you should cry because you're going to leave a pitzel king whose mother never saw his mother. You leave two years same in pitzel. Does this bother them that what? That she's the wrong place. Hello, Earth. And it has to be at this time, the first time you meet, you know. It's a bit later, fast forward. Says Rashi, Yosef goes, they're going to sell him into slavery, going to be up to Ma'isav Mitzrayim, there'll be a Golos, which is the paragon for the paradigm for all. So called Golos. If you wanted to say Al Shem Chevron, why the Emek Chevron, I would say because the Brisbane Abbasorim happened there. And there was a word that Gigeri is a Rachav Erz Lev. What's up is Eitzam Mutchot Oizisam. The word is Azoy. Says the Mashgiach, Yushalayim and Chevron are one Bechina but flip sides. I'll give you an example. In Parsha Shlach, remember the fellow called Kovi Ben Yifuna? Vayovei at Chevron. Should Vayavoyu, says the Gemara in Soitz Daflam Medalit. That he split from the other guys, right? And he went to Davin L'Shateach al-Givri Ovis B'Chevrin, that the Eber should protect him from the Reza. If you had one place to go to in Eretz Yisrael, to Davin, where would you Davin? They went to Koyslak. But in Mokim Shespalu Avoisai, where Avram Adam and Chava were born, where Noyach Bar Korban and Noyach and Kain Evel, and Akedah was there. Hello? Yeah? And Yaakov Avinu had the Cholma. What's up with the Chevrin? Difference between Yushalayim and Chevron is Yushalayim is a glistening. It's a base of Migdash. It's Tiferes. Or Yushalayim could be destroyed. There could be a churban. Where is the Maoras Hamachpelah? Says the Gemara in Eruvin. Meira betoich meira tif in the red. Something in the air you can't destroy. So Ein Lachanama, the Bechina of Chevron and Yushalayim is one of the same. But Yushalayim, who did David buy the Harabayas from?
Arav.
Miloshin says to Marav, Oyr. Light, fire. You could extinguish fire. Who did Avram buy the Marav Pela from? Ephraim. You can't destroy Ephraim. It's there. So Chevron symbolized the Kitzer Nimritz. Take the word, the letters Chevron. Churban and Chibur. Even B'shas HaChurban, there's still a Chibur. Therefore, when the Eitz HaMeraglim is going to lead to Tisha B'Av, and Tisha B'Av is the Chabachia L'Doiris, no place to daven in Yerushalayim. Now, where do you daven? In that Bechina of Chibur, which Aveira doesn't reach there, which is Meir B'Tich Meir L'Fnim, right, the deepest of deep, where Aveiras have no sheikhs. Therefore, what do you see on top of Chevron? Nefilim, Shkoyim, Shkotzim. Deep down is the second pshat in Rashi, because I'm L'Om Kershul Dover. The emes is, why was Yankov crying by Rachel? He wanted to bury Rachel where? In the marshmallow. What's the difference between Rachel and Leah? Pasuk says, I hate to say. Ve'ene Leah rakuis, ve'rachel hoyu so yifas to yifas mara. I've said this many times. Leah, you ever say Tikkun Chatzos? No. Tikkun Chatzos is two parts. There's Tikkun Leah and Tikkun Rachel. Right? There is that bechina where you could say on Shabbos, you could say on Yom Tov, Tikkun Leah. Well, Rachel represents, the Ramchal says, Rachel represents external beauty that you see on the surface. Leah represents depth, profundity, which you don't see anything on the surface. So there is that bechina where could there be a churban. So Bizman Hazeh, which is the Churban, the Shechina is in Golos, the Kal Yisrael is in Golos, and people suffer. The Bechina of Leah, Tikkun Chatzos, is tears. Is Abu Admosai. The Bechina of Leah always remains B'mekoimah. If you know Kabbalah, Leah is Bina and Rachel is Malchus. It's what you see openly. Yankiv Avinu had a plan. He knew that to be Mamid Yud Bei Shifteko, I have to marry Rachel and I have to marry Leah, Nervos. He knew that Rachel will die young. So he wanted to marry Rachel. And then he will marry Leah. He will be Mamid Yud Bei Shvat. And then both Rachel and Leah could be buried in the Maros Machpel. He is Shver, at Richtig Shver, Lovan, who Bilam, who, whatever, right? At the Fagretiotis. So now he married Leah first. Once he married Leah, and he has to have Yud Bei Shvat and Ruach HaKodesh, he had no choice but to marry Rachel. Therefore, says the Rabban, in part, why did he not bury Rachel in Maros Machpelah? Koya Bush Me Avoysev. What do you mean, from the Eberst Hosesh Kamer, Yamer, from the Tata, from the Zeta? No, there was a shtickle like an Aveir Lishmo, that he had to marry both Rachel and Leah, and two Achoyas. The pashas after Mantaira's ulcer. There was a shtickle on some level of Pagam. So he had to bury Rachel elsewhere. And that was Bizgalia. You know what Kever Rachel used to be? Mamish 12 stones on the road going from Shalayim to Bethlehem. 12, one from Yankov Avinu put it. And then the Yud Aleph Shvatim. Binyamin was too young. And that was Kever Rachel. Then Sadiqim said, it's not that too long ago, not in the wild past, right? Our generation is not worthy to see and to touch the Avon of Yankov Avinu, the in Kizyakov, in the Merkova. They covered it over with like limestone, concrete on top of the Yud Beis Avon. But it was always open. Moses Montefiore, not too long ago, from England, he went on one of his trips to Yerushalayim, and the Arabs were throwing stones, and people were up to elements, and you can't dive it. He built the keeper. And the tzaddikim were very against him. Gemein gut, the Beit Shemayim. Or in Ruchnius, Kever Rochel has to be Bizgalia, revealed on Eima Derech. Leah, who's this Alma Diskasia, that's Meira, but Meira, her place is Chel. But Yankov wanted to bring that both the revealed, superficial level of the Jew and the inner premium of the Jew, both are holy, both are connected to Chevron, to Chibur. Oberdos Lovan Fadreitakop. And that's why Yankov was crying, because he saw that Leah's have to be buried outside, because Kal Yisrael won't be, and all the Golias came because of that. Now you understand why, when you get married, why do we learn all of Kiddush and Kicha Kicha Mr. Efren? Because we're creating now a union of two souls that is not just for the here and now. It's not only in this world. It's a union of two souls. Therefore, the best source of marriage, Kicha Kicha, is Dafka from not only Bizgalia, but Bizkasti, every Bechin and every level. Now you understand, Golos came through what? Me'etza Amuka, Yosef, cover what? Bechevren, right? Because of this idea of Chevren, Chibur, therefore Yidden had to go. In other words, Yerushalayim and Chevren are one and the same. Yerushalayim is when it's built. In our days, then the tefillahs have to go through Chevren. In other words, to put it in other terms, very simple, Yerushalayim is called Mokim. Hamokim Yishuv Hashem Lekech. Right? Chevren is the Chemailim in Azman. Lemailim, it's Yerushalayim, but it's. It transcends time and space. It's the place of Kabbalah's Atfilis, Bishas HaGolos, Bishas Tzoros of Kal Yisroel. Now you understand, by the way, why the Sitra Achra, the Samach Mem, was so misgaber against Chevron, not only the Yishma'ilim today, but in history. Do you know that Rashi says, Bikivri Asher Karisli, that Yankov Avinu got fortunes of money from Beis Lovin. Right? Even though Hechlef is good, Yasser is Mainim, I can't tell myself, but she can say, Satsoyin, with Akudim, with Akudim, Yankov comes out with bundles of money. Bederech Nes, yeah? And the Sat Meruv says, Divrei Yoyel, Ovid Kuchabichu Nisul Magon. The Abish doesn't make miracles in vain. So Yankov bankrupt his Shver. He's got to get wagon loads of, yeah? What did he do with all this money? Rashi says, he made piles. And he said, Esav, you take all this money because I want Maros Machpelah. Remember the story, the Anger Avinu had this epic struggle with the Malach HaMachmen, the Kavirechai, why he tried to make him a Balmum Chazal say, he shouldn't be Zeuchet to go into the Maris Machpel. And you see, why? Because the void of Maris Machpel represents that union of Hebrew that whatever happens to a Jew, you can't destroy, you can't be destroyed. I'll leave you with one word, which is a Derech HaTachos. It's said in this form like a joke, like a halotzo. But it's a tiefe word. Rashi says on the Nesati HaKesef, Nesati HaKesef, so the Kach Mimeni, it's Halavai Shenasati L'Hokvar. Halavai if I only gave you the money already, because the price seems to be rising every time you handle with a, yeah. So I said, it's safer. It's a Brotten Sforum. It's a Derech, it's a joke. I can't, not a joke. It's a halotzo. Wouldn't it be, I should have been better off paying you before? There's a Vorten Sforum that Ephron says, Arba Meir Shekel Kesef, Bein Niu Vein Cho, Mai. What 400 Kesef, what do you mean you? What do you mean, Bein Niu Vein Cho? How many letters are there in the word Avram? Aleph Beis Reish Hei Mem? Five. How many letters there in Ephron, Ayin Pei, Reish Vov Nun? Five. In five letters, you have a middle letter. What's the middle letter of Avram?
Reish.
200. And what's the middle letter of Ephron?
Reish.
200, 200, 400. So Arba Meir Kesef Beini Uvein Cho. What's inside of me, Ephraim, and what's inside of you, Avram, is 200. 200. We got a price 400. So Avram Avinu says, "Oy Halavai, I would have paid you before when my name was still Avram." It's not the famous story of the Tzatmar Rebbe. The Tzatmar Rebbe was collecting for the yeshiva when he first came to America, and he went to a gvir, and the gvir said, "Okay, I'll give you £47, whatever." Kaminyan Yoyel. Tzatmar Rebbe was a kluger. That's Mir Rufin Yoyelish. My nickname is Yoyel, another 300, you know. Halavai, I would have given it before, right? Then I saw another one. I'm not a joke. I saw another vort. Ephron, at the end of the day, is written moly, 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 moly. At the end, Ephron Choser. Choser the Vov. What happened there? The Sforim say, initially, Rashi says they appointed him to be a shofar. Why? Handle with Avram, handle with the coal miner, with the secretary in the. Oh, Ephron, the mayor of the city. Well, Abra, when he didn't treat Avram properly, when I answer used car, Oimer Ma'at. We took away the letter, Ephron. Right? Vov, by the way, is the Oisa Emes. I've said many times. Oisa Emes, Bakayan, Vov. Yeah, whatever. That's why Vaidol Vishan Shamil Tamid and all the Vov. He's making Vov crazy. He's making hello? Say I saw Rachum Sefer, a moody dick Sefer, in the back of Chum Sefer Al Teira, the Divrei Teira, Chum Sefer, that official Sefer wrote that he heard from the Holy Chum Sefer. He said, Sarai's name was originally what? Sarai! The Abish took the Yud, out of that Yud, which is 10, he made two Hays. She became Sarah, and he became that Avram, Avraham. Says the Chum Sefer, he took the two Hays now, Sarah and Avram, and he added the Vav that he stole from Ephron. He went down Dreher. He was no longer, he was a king for, mayor for one day. After the handling, back in Dreher, right? And the Yud remains. What do I got? Yud Kei Vav Kei. And then the Chusifer, is it the same word? Chevron is the place of Yud Kei Vav Kei, just like Yerushalayim. The difference is Yerushalayim is Mimayla Lamato, Kedusha comes, and Chevron is the Hebrew which comes Mimato Lamayla. Yeah? That's why through the avoida of Avram and Sora, which is the chibur of Guf and Neshama, right? That's why the Eishes Chayil, which is the hesped of Avram, Zomem Asod V'Cheyu, this chibur of Avram and Sora, Guf and Neshama, right? By the way, and that's connected. Now you understand why it's connected to Yishmol. Hello, Yishmol is the chesed on Agvul on Ashir. That's why Bris Milah Shindalad Yud, I'm going to die, a boundary, right? Oy, Vedrech, that Shabbos Mevorchim. Now you understand why I say it's Binyamin, Chevron, or Yerushalayim and Chevron is one and the same. Now you understand something else. This Shabbos Mevorchim means that next week is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. I don't know if you ever know. Famous story, the Chark of a Rebbe told that his Shver, Reb Aaron, from Chernobyl, once fell B'Tardema, Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And he saw that the Ganzer Rash in Shemayim. He asked his father, the Maggid of Chernobyl, Mark Chernobyl, Vos Tutzichab is in heaven. He said, Rosh Chodesh Kislev is Bevchinas Yom Kippur. It's 50 days after Shana Rab. I have 1,000 gematrias with this, but ain't come a claiming. Right? And trust me on this. Right? When the emes is near Chanukah's gematria Yom Kippurim. What is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the halal where the goof of a yid becomes, you know, fast, the inuyim becomes subservient to the neshama. I said last week, when the Pirkei Avos says, when was the bris milah of Avram? Yom Kippur. Now I understand this Shabbos is the Shabbos of Maras Machpelah, which comes through Bris, Malchus, your son brings to Malchus, which is the Kabbalah Satfilis, etc., etc., which is why it's also Shabbos Mevorchim, Chodesh Kislev, and now you understand why Yishmol, which is the Le'umas of Yishmol, which is Gaber, is Bin Yomin. Bin Yomin Bin Milui is one more than Aksa. Hello, as we said before. And therefore you understand why all of this is a preparation to Chanukah, and Chanukah you do is Gimatria Guf, and Chanukah is Keneged Mila. Therefore one of the three Gezeiras of the Yevanim was Keneged Mila. And the eighth, that's by the way, Derech Agav, you see that these, I've said many times, when Yishmael and Esav get together, V'etachurden. The Vilna Gaon says, Somu es Yushalayim lewat, Iyim, Ayim, Yud, Yud, Mem, which is Nutrikun, Esav, Yishmael, Yeshu, Mahamut. These are the synonym of Yerushalayim, i.e. Yerushalayim and Chevron, and this Chibur of the Eden and all that's over the Eibishter. And therefore comes Chanukah, Yom HaShiguf, which is said in Sforim, the Marnayim brings, the Arachti, Nail the Mashichi, to bring Geula, that is the Inyan of the Ner Chanukah.